Hi, faculty and staff. I'm Michael Overholt, and this is a podcast of the Teaching and Learning Team, Holistic Development. Perhaps you've seen the Yammer post by Sarah Coleman on exercise, or invitations to participate in meditative and mindfulness events by Rachel McNamara and Rhonda Swickert. These opportunities are more than simple announcements. They are vast resources for holistic development that are offered for free to faculty and staff. Personal trainers charge anywhere between $40 and $70 an hour in the Charleston area, and a typical 8-week course on meditative practices can cost almost $250. So, over the summer, I thought it would be helpful to check out these events. I went to Sarah first, whose title is the Exercise Coordinator for Faculty and Staff, and asked if I could set up an appointment to try a high-impact interval training, or HIIT session. The specific workout she gave me is called a Tabata workout. A Japanese scientist at the National Institute for Fitness and Sports in Tokyo designed this exercise for people who need an effective workout in a small amount of time. The exercises use light weights, and Sarah was there to make sure my form was good and keep me on schedule. 20 seconds of intense exercise, followed by 10 seconds rest.
Good job, good job.
I have my master's in health, exercise, and sports sciences. I have my certified personal training certificate through ACE and ACSM. So that automatically means I'm already certified in first aid, CPR, AED, which is kind of important. But I've never had to use it, so there you go.
You about had to, I mean.
Nah, I had you. I also have my CSCS, which is a Certified Strength and Conditioning Specialist, which mostly goes for athletes, but I feel like the more you know, the better instructor you are for everybody, all ages, all sizes, whatever background you come from. And then I also have my CES, which is a corrective exercise specialist. So if you come in and say, hey, my shoulder hurts every time I do this type of movement, or I've had MCL, ACL, PCL surgery, or detached biceps, you know, I know how to correct. I know how to take care of you. Okay. I got you. Or any other type of specialty population, diabetes, cancer, you're a cancer survivor, I got you.
So, if you're interested in a quick workout that's guaranteed to wear you out every time for the low, low price of free, contact Sarah Coleman and set up an appointment with her. Her email address is colemansm@cfc.edu. I have also listed her email address in my blog page below the podcast play bar. Make sure to bring musical selections too, because Sarah even provides motivational music on demand.
While you're in getting into position and getting yourself comfortable, I know that adjustments can take place for the first couple minutes. Allow your eyes to close if that's comfortable. Or if it's not, just try to look down at the floor in front of you.
In transitioning from physical to mental health, I'll make the disclaimer that I'm a newcomer to the topic. I grew up in an environment where everything was spiritualized. Mental health was never really discussed. As I ventured into ancient philosophy, however, I sensed a different conversation emerging, and then several recent issues seemed to have pushed the conversation more into the public eye. Things like PTSD from the past several decades of war, sports-related head injuries, and gun ownership controversies. These were mainly brought to me by NPR on my drive home. For myself, mental health awareness introduced the practices of mindfulness and meditation too, and though I've been fortunate not to suffer from a mental illness such as the ones I've already described, I've recognized for a long time that I want more. I want to be mentally healthier. Rachel McNamara teaches Karoo Mindfulness. It's a 4-week course that helps you manage stress, focus your mind, and gain perspective on issues and challenges you may be facing. This past summer, she has been leading a lunchtime meditation on Wednesdays, and I was able to talk with her about what she does and why.
In terms of trainings, I provide certification in suicide intervention. I can do active listening trainings. I can do mindfulness and a variety of things that would help faculty and staff respond to students better kind of in the mental health realm again. But specifically for mindfulness, I do offer the Karoo mindfulness classes to faculty and staff because one of the best ways of marketing is actually word of mouth, right? So if I can have a couple of classes a year where faculty and staff participate, then they're more inclined to suggest it to students. And then also part of me really loves an intergenerational component. And so I especially love if I can get actually a mixture in my classes because it's a way for a different way for generations to know each other and is particularly helpful, I think, for students because we spend a lot of our time thinking about students, but I don't know how much that translates to them thinking about what professional lives are now. And so that often will come out in discussion in the classes. I am a counselor by background, and one of the reasons I went into it is that I can recognize, or from early ages, recognize in others where they might be struggling with certain things. And for me, I kind of tend towards more anxiety, and not necessarily to the level of disorder, but it is something that's been modeled for me. And so when I started going into my field, I'm like, this is like a treasure trove of things that you can do to kind of learn skills to minimize things that you don't like and maximize the things that you do. My extended family were having a series of conflicts that didn't actually involve me other than the fact that I belonged to the family, but I was owning them all. And so even though I had no control or power over what was going on, it felt like it was happening to me. And I was looking for different things to kind of help kind of me be able to kind of have that boundary and separate myself and still kind of be empathetic and available to the people who are going through that.
Rhonda Swickert is a professor in the Department of Psychology. Her teaching and research focuses on factors that promote well-being.
So I direct two different initiatives. One is the Meditation Club, and this is actually a student-based club, but faculty and staff are both encouraged to attend. In the fall semester, we'll be meeting Wednesdays at noon, and our first meeting will be on September 4th. And when we get together each week, we usually have some sort of short reading that we talk about together. And then the meditation practice is organized typically around that reading. In the beginning, we usually start with very basic meditation practices, which usually means focusing on the breath. And that's important because it provides an anchor for the individual to focus the mind. And that's really what meditation is all about, is teaching the mind to stay present and to do so in a calm and relaxed presence. And then as far as the mindfulness initiative, this too is an initiative that is really open to faculty, staff, and students, probably more weighed towards though the faculty and staff. It meets, starting in the fall semester, we'll be meeting every third Thursday. So our first meeting will be September 19th. And the meeting is usually from 3:15 to 4:30. About 3 weeks in advance of the meeting, I send out some longer reading. It might be a book chapter, it might be a scholarly article that everyone takes a look at, and then we come and part of the meeting is devoted to discussing the article, applying it to our personal lives as well as our professional lives. And then we, again, usually have a meditative practice that sort of builds on our discussions.
And I'm feeling good.
So, there you have it. Three of the many great resources at the college for improving our quality of life, all for the taking. I have provided contact information for each interviewed on my website, as well as links to Karu Mindfulness, the Mindfulness Club, and the Mindfulness Initiative. Thank you for listening.
It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me. Stars when you shine, you know how I feel. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. The freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life.